This is Phil for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Somewhere in the growth of comic books into graphic novels, the reach of the nerd universe has completed its victory over the mainstream culture. Here we have an example of that in Ant-Man, which is another one of the Marvel universe's victories. By casting Paul Rudd and getting Adam McKay from the Funny or Die website, Ant-Man proves that Marvel can actually reach out and have self-referential pieces. Like within the Ant-Man universe, they make reference to the Avengers and Tony Stark, Iron Man. So really what they've done is something that's a comic book tradition. Next year, Superman versus Batman comes out, which, for those of you old enough to remember the Superman versus Muhammad Ali one-offs and the Spider-Man versus Superman, there were always collectible sort of super issues. And so really what's happening here is the comic book sensibility is being taken seriously, and it's a good thing for the general public who always maybe didn't find comics accessible for whatever reason. Maybe they were afraid of comic book shops. Maybe they were afraid of the subculture, just like they were afraid of the Satan worshiping tendencies of supposed tendencies of heavy metal and Dungeons and Dragons. So comic books bring with them a subversive sort of dark in the shadows quality, and that's because they were always hard to be censored. They looked like they were made for kids. People didn't take them all that seriously. They could be printed in basements, and they were always ahead of the game in depicting radical feminists, radical gay rights activists, radical racial equality movements. And really, by taking people and changing their color, putting them in costumes, it really allowed the first sort of exercise of what the internet ultimately did, which was to create a place where people could exist purely within a masked mind set up. So the success of the Marvel Universe, like Ant-Man, which is an exceptional movie, I think also rests with the generational shift towards the anonymous sort of avatar creation and cursor pointer clicking of computers and the internet.